How's TJ progressing here in his first game?
I mean, you know, he has the concept down. As far as him knowing the defense, he's doing real good. We can move him around, do a lot of different things with him because of how range he is. He has good hands. He got a lot of good length. It's amazing to watch that guy grow. There's still a lot left that he hasn't showed yet. I'm looking forward to the second half of the season so he can show everybody what he can do.
Is it his play that is holding the reason James isn't playing as much?
No, his play is, we drafted him to come and play. You know what I mean? And it's not like he's not playing good football. He's doing everything we asked him to do. You know, James is the same situation like I told you guys from the beginning. It's not like it was in a few years. The first couple of years when James came back, we was trying to find out who our starters really was, and we already knew if the guys didn't get it done, we would always have James right there as a safe net that we could put in the game. But this year we actually have two young guys that actually play. Not to say that James can play, but at the same time, for those guys to get to grow and become the player in our future, they have to be out there on the football field. So we're playing them.
So now that the bye is over, when the bye is over, beyond the halfway point, might you put James in there a little more?
James is never out of the picture. You know what I mean? We'll use James when we feel it's time to use James. Kansas City game, we knew that he was a good matchup for Fisher, and he came in there and he closed the game like we thought he could. James is going to play when they feel his need to put James in there. He understands the process, but it's not always going to be happy. I know he's going to be frustrated at times because he wants to play. He's been playing good for the last 3 or 4 years, so why wouldn't he want to play? I mean, just got to understand where we are now, though.
Mitch, I don't know if he asked you about Hargrave. He makes two big plays down by the goal line. What's this guy? I mean, he keeps making plays in the middle. What's this guy give you? And would you like to be able to get him on the field even more?
I'd like to get him on the field more, but, you know, now I got a decision. I got to take Cam with 91 off the field. But, you know, I was saying, you know, games are won and players play well. They play well Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And games are won during the week. They're not won on Sunday. If a player don't do the things and practice every day to get better, and when he's put in the position to make the play, he has to make it. And Hargreaves, he's done that, man. This man is a smart guy. He has the physical attributes to be a good football player, and he's showing it every week. I got nothing but a lot of praise for him. But he does it every day in practice.
Mitch, I was going to ask you, you know, with that body build he has, he seems very quick. What does he do so well physically that makes him so effective?
Well, first of all, he uses his hands. For a young guy in his second year, he uses his hands as well as anybody I've had this early in his career. And plus, he can get off blocks. And this guy, it doesn't look like he's running fast, but he's running pretty fast because of the body. But, he's a smart football player. You know, good football players, they get blocked, but they don't stay blocked. And he doesn't get blocked where he stays blocked. He can get off blocks and run to the ball.
I tell inside linebackers that they're lined up and they're the only two guys on the field that can make every tackle because they're in the middle. Okay, so I've been telling my guys that for 3 years. And so I tell them, go make every tackle. You could be too fast and be out of position, you know what I mean? And, you know, full speed for an inside linebacker is a different, you know, because I might have people coming right at me and I'm not going to get up to speed, but I'm going to go full speed. It's just a complicated equation in my mind, you know. So I tell Ryan to go as fast as possible, but sometimes he goes a little farther, but he gets more speed, and then he comes back down and makes the play, you know what I mean? So we adjust on the fly, and that's how we regain our position.
But it's instinctive then as well, right?
It's not instinctive. It has to do with watching film and knowing what plays are running and knowing what to expect. And once the ball snapped, you're like, oh, they're running this stretch play, so I need to go here. And then you got a blocker coming at you, you know what I mean? So some of it is instinctive. Some people, like Tyler, has a little more instincts than the next guy. Ryan's an instinctive player. Vince, instincts probably aren't as high as those other two, you know what I mean? I had instincts. You know, it's not instinctive. It's just playing the game and knowing how to play. Some people could play it blind. You know what I mean? Like Sean Spence could play blind and be like, oh, this is the play's coming. You know what I mean? That's instinctive to me.